Welcome to the good stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President CEO of the Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
And I'm wearing my wine weather sweater.
You are.
Which, like, literally, it's always wine weather.
It really is.
It should be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to get sweaters that say drink the good stuff.
I think that that
would be kind of amazing.
I don't know why we don't already have those. And then we could sell them.
I know. Jeff, should we get you a hoodie that says drink the good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be perfect.
Eat the good gummies.
Eat the good gummies. Drink the good stuff.
Do you guys have wine grower hoodies?
We don't have hoodies. We have jackets and vests.
Now you know you got a model for them. The website.
Yeah. All right.
You have my information.
Okay.
Talk to his people.
And we know where you live, at least from like 3 a.m. till noon on most days.
Right. We know what car you sleep in.
So amazing. Well, we're like well into the new year, 2026. How did you sneak up on us?
I don't know. It always happens.
Yeah. And so much going on. I'm actually yesterday, speaking of, spoke at the very first VIT class of the year at Schoen Farm with Mary Lark Patchett. I get invited every year to teach the first class.
Okay.
Background on Sonoma County, and it always out at Schoen Farm, and it always just reminds me what a special place Schoen Farm is and how fortunate we are to have in our community. And for those that don't know, Schoen Farm is literally the farm of our Santa Rosa Junior College, so our local community college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you've spent some time out there.
I have spent some time out there. I think when I first moved to Sonoma County, I actually took some classes there. But
you did?
They were general, like, horticulture and soil science. I don't know.
They were all sorts
of things. Yep. But it was, it's a pretty magical resource for sure. Established in 2008. It's also looks like, this is interesting. It's one of three bonded wineries in California Community College System.
Yeah. And it was the winery that was established in 2008.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, because the farm goes way back. But I actually sit on the VIT advisory committee, the Viticultural Advisory Committee for Schoen Farm, which has been really interesting. Mark Sanchetti, Sanchetti Farming, actually is contracted and has been for years to farm it. And, you know, he's out there managing the vineyards, but it's literally a living lab for students to go out that are taking viticulture classes or, like you said, horticulture, any classes to have sort of this hands-on experience. And their farmer, Connor Murphy, is just, he's awesome. And we do a lot of partnership with him and Schoen Farm and Santa Rosa Junior College. So
yeah, great event space as well. So, and there's a little personal connection out there.
I know. Yeah, the event space is named the Warren G. Dutton Agricultural Pavilion. It's a mouthful, and our guests happen to be connected to him and me.
Who could those guests be?
I imagine that. I know. Well, I'm sure since one of them is my husband, he'll loudly announce himself around his arrival, as he does.
We should just let him take over the show.
We should.
Maybe we should just be like, okay, it's a Steve Dutton takeover.
It's a Steve Dutton takeover. I know. What do you think, Jeff? Good?
He's into it. Yeah.
I love it.
And then we could just eat the gummy candy
all
that
the
we
gummy
always
candy.
Have.
We have a lot of gummy candy worms and, bears and all sorts of stuff.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the good stuff. Good stuff. In studio, we have not one, not two, but three generations of the Dutton family. We have Gail Dutton, founder of Dutton Ranch, Steve Dutton, co-owner of Dutton Ranch, co-founder of Dutton Goldfield Winery, and Jordan Dutton, winery relations assistant, human resources assistant at Dutton Ranch, sixth generation Dutton family member.
I'm tired already. I know.
All repeat guests, I might add.
But not in this combination.
Not in this combination, that's right. So this is an experimental combination. We're hoping it works out.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. If it doesn't, it's too late.
It's too late, and Carissa will just have to, like, shut things down.
Yeah. I know. So should we start?
Yeah,
at
we
the
should
beginning?
Definitely start. Yeah.
So, Gail, we'll start with you.
Okay.
So just talk a little bit about the history of your family and Warren and how you guys met. And
well, Warren and I were high school sweethearts. He sat behind me in English, and We started dating.
Did you write notes or anything?
No, I didn't like him.
Oh, okay. Did he poke you? Like, was he always like?
No, I wasn't even really aware of him, but his my girlfriend had a crush on him. And then Don, the guy that sat next to me, was a friend of his, and she asked me to, Don was going to ask me out, and I didn't want to go out with him, but I went because Marcia wanted to go. It was a double date.
Sneaky. Okay.
Yeah. And so we did, and the next day, Warren came over and asked me to my house and asked me if I wanted to go with him to feed his horse.
Okay.
And
first date, second date.
Wasn't a date. It was after school, and we just went and and came back, and then phone calls started, and then I was really didn't want to have much to do with him because my girlfriend liked him.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you have to tell Marcia what was going on?
Or I did. Ooh. And, you know, and she said, well, it's all right. I kind of like this guy now. So it was all okay. And
you
it
know, just started. Teenage high school
relationship. Yeah, it started like that. And so we started dating, and we got married at 19. Warren was 19 by, let's see.
12 days.
12 days, yeah. I was older. Ooh. And but I tell everybody, in those days, everything was always in the paper, your marriage license. And so I didn't want to be 19 and he be 18.
In the paper.
In the paper. I mean,
the scandal.
It is legal.
The scandal I know. Of it all.
Yes. So anyway.
I mean, what would the press Democrat do with that today?
I wonder. That would be interesting. So anyway, and we got married, and he ran a bulldozer for Bunny Kai, who did a lot of farming for Warren's dad. But Warren's father was a banker. He was not a farmer, really. He was a gentleman farmer, I guess you would call him that. And out at Oakmont, he helped put in the golf course there.
Okay.
And meanwhile, we were looking for something, and Warren's father found this place in Grayton, and so he gave us a loan, and he vouched for us, and it was, the house was falling in the creek, and...
is it also falling in the creek in present time, or
no?
They fixed it.
That's good. We did fix it. And,
it's level now.
Yes. It's now the Dutton Ranch Corp office.
Okay, of
but,
course.
But we were there 10 years. The boys were conceived there and raised there.
Stephen, okay, now we're getting deep.
Terrible.
I told Jeff we were going to keep this show clean.
Gail just decided it was going to go in a different direction.
So anyway, Warren would. We didn't know. Warren was a prune farmer. I mean, his folks had prunes, and that's all we knew. He knew, and you know, we started with the. He fired up the dehydrator and the dipper, and then we started drying prunes and charging people to dry their prunes. And then he would, and where we moved, there was apples, and there was a small vineyard, and which had Colombard wine, grapes on it, and that was the only vineyard around at the time. And so we farmed and learned all about what we could about apples. And then we did a lot of custom farming. So if he was driving down the road and he saw this orchard that needed to be fixed up, I mean, it was in despair, he would stop and ask if he could take care of the orchard, the pears or the prunes or the apples. And then he would get the fruit.
So he's very entrepreneurial.
Oh, I mean,
get out there and start a business.
And this is what we're going to do. And so, and that's what we did. And we had this beautiful pear orchard and that we were renting or leasing. And the pears went you couldn't get any money for them because they wanted all the pears from the valley. And so I decided to put an ad in the what they call the farm basket in the Press Democrat, and I brought 10 boxes over, and I sold them for four 40-pound box for $4. And I sold all 10 of them.
And so you're entrepreneurial, too.
I was so happy. Now, I mean, we were getting 2 cents a pound at the cannery. So
yeah, just 10 go cents, around it.
Yeah, we went, yeah. And so then next weekend I put another ad, brought some apples and the pears. And then we had walnuts, and just that all progressed into quite a little business. We were drying prunes, selling prunes, walnuts. Go over in the valley and get peaches, bring them back, bring apples over, bring peaches back. So while Warren was out leasing more land and planting more vineyards, I was packing apples there at this ranch place, and Stephen and Joe worked every summer. I mean, they were running the forklift at 10, 12?
10 or younger. But
yes. So they worked every summer, and actually the neighbor kid and the nieces and the nephews, I had them on the packing line, and child labor, right, Steve?
Well, you know, agriculture.
That's how you learn.
That's how you learn
to work and learn to farm by doing it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so I more or less kept food on the table while Warren was out, you know. And everybody thought he was crazy.
Did you think he was crazy?
I did, because I knew I could sell the apples.
Okay.
And we couldn't sell the grapes.
Yeah.
You know, back
then. He was forward-thinking.
Well, I mean, so this is in the 60s? Late 60s?
No, more in the early 70s.
Early 70s. But you bought Dunn Ranch in the late 60s. The ranch, the late 60s.
Yes. 64. Yeah. 64, the ranch was bought in 64.
He planted
Chardonnay in 67, the year I was born.
There you go.
But I think you started the apple stand in like 71 or 72, right?
No, it was when Joe was born.
69.
It was 69,
okay.
Yeah.
So 69 then, yeah.
I was changing diapers in the back of the car.
So glamorous. Such a glamorous thing.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, it all worked.
You gotta do it.
And I think the kids had fun, even though they were working. I had the neighbor boys.
We didn't work that hard. It was fun. It was, a good way to spend the summer, right? Kept us out of trouble.
And they were always with me, you know. And I made a lunch every day, and we all jumped in the car, and off we went to work. And
we spent a lot of summers. Our cousins were there, so we spent a lot of time with them.
Yes.
And then as soon as Warren pulled in, or my father pulled in, then we would, if he would said, hey, let's go in the truck, but Joe and I were jumping in the truck.
Off they went.
Done packing apples.
So
maybe talk about that, Steve. What was it like? Yes. I mean, you have one brother, so Joe, younger brother. What was it like growing up on the ranch, and what were some of your favorite things to do?
It was come home from school, change from our school clothes to our work clothes or whatever, and then go to the ranch as fast as we could.
You had to study first.
Well, no, we'd come home and study later. Yeah. Yeah. We'd study. And so we would...
I never hear about that.
Yeah. No.
This is what happens when you're on the show with your mom.
Yeah.
We'd study enough. How's that sound? And then, we'd go down to the ranch and we'd find something to do, and as soon as we could run equipment, we were running equipment, and in the afternoons, I would spend a lot of time disking after school, all day Saturday disking, that kind of thing, that in the spring and summer. And then whatever we could help with the harvest, we'd go down and help harvest. So that was always a big deal. And as soon as we turned old enough to drive a truck or get a license and we were hauling fruit, both of us did that, hauled apples, hauled grapes. I can remember in high school, I'm pretty sure I was a junior in high school, I would come home after school and my father would have the semi-loaded with grapes, with Colombard grapes, and to go to Corbell, and then that would be my thing. I'd leave the ranch with the truck and trailer, go haul it to Corbell, unload, and then come back.
Wait, explain this, because before the holidays, I had the opportunity to meet your babysitter, who basically rode in the truck so you could legally drive.
More secrets are out there. Who's the babysitter?
So she was a lady from Grayton. Her name was Angie. Mm-hmm. And she was
a young lady. She was just a girl.
She was 18. She was 18 when I was 15. And right, and back then you could get your permit when you were 15. So as soon as I got,
but she had, but you had to drive with someone.
Yeah, yeah, you had to drive, yeah, with someone. So yeah, in January I got my I got my permit, and I started driving around the, you know, whatever, with my parents. And then as soon as summer hit, then my father's like, okay, I'm not going to haul any apples. Because if you thought about it, right, he was the only truck driver at the time, right? He was the only one that could do all that. So he'd spend a lot of time at the cannery waiting in line to get unloaded.
Yeah.
So as soon as he said, Steve, you're going to haul the apples, I'm hiring Angie to ride with you, you're going to do this, and that freed his whole summer up. So I hauled every apple all summer long with this lady making minimum wage sitting in the truck next to him. So he'd have a routine of what, you know, we knew where we had to be, where we were picking, and haul empty bins out, full bins back, sit in line for sometimes up to an hour or a couple hours in the truck waiting to get unloaded, and then go back and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that the whole summer until school started again, which was a disappointing day when we had to go back to school. So, I'm sure for my father as well, because that meant that he was back in the truck.
He was back in the truck.
He lost his...
But I got to tell you one thing that Stephen and Joe did. So they have always really worked. So Applewood, they sold Applewood. And this is another thing they did after school. They would had an ad in the paper, and they would deliver. I drove the truck to wherever we, because they were not old enough.
Yeah.
When did we start doing that? When you were 13,
14? 14 years
old. Yeah. And then they would unload and stack up the wood for whoever, and then they would get their check or whatever, cash, whatever they got. And so that was their business, and they're still doing it today.
Yeah.
A lot of miles.
That way they were able to get their pickups. They made their own money.
But they made you work for free.
Well, that's what mothers do, right?
And I think it's been passed on, Jordan, because aren't you now in charge of selling all the firewood?
Selling firewood, I don't deliver it, though. That I just take the order. I make someone else deliver it. Don't worry.
The transaction.
Okay, yes. So did you grow up having a babysitter have to, you know, sit in the car with you while you... did your work or
no? I never delivered apples. I actually can't drive a semi truck because my foot can't, I'm not tall enough to push the clutch all the way in and still see over the steering wheel.
Without some,
don't think about that.
Yeah,
no, that's a thing.
But my brother did, and he had people riding with him. But I was once or twice had a tractor driver in the passenger seat while I went to Costco to buy like a billion cases of like toilet paper and water for the ranch.
But Jordan also liked to study.
All
of a sudden,
I knew I did not have the natural talent for driving things that my brother does, and I'm like, I'm going to need a plan B here. I'm going to have to figure out some contribution.
Split up your talents, which so we should explain. So Jordan, you are one of Steve's children and Gail's granddaughter, and you have a twin brother.
Yes.
Okay. So this is the brother that you're referring to. So
Jake.
Her brother Jake and Jordan did very well in high school, and then went to Davis after that, UC Davis, and graduated early from Davis because she did so well in high school. She had AP credits built up, and then and of course I was very happy about that because it was March of 2020. So I did not have to pay UC Davis for Jordan to sit on my couch and go to the last quarter of school, which was very nice. So that worked out very, very well. And plus then she immediately came back and dove right into the office because it was now COVID, and some of our staff didn't want to work during COVID because of they had elderly parents, and which was fine. And so Jordan was able to pick right up and take off with that. And then immediately rolled into at Sonoma State and got her master's in wine business from Sonoma State.
Fantastic. Okay, we have to take a quick break. We will be right back on with the Duttons. Up with our guests today, three generations of the Dutton family, Gail Dutton, Steve Dutton, Jordan Dutton, and Jordan, we want to hear more from you. We want to hear a little bit more. You went and did this education. You tried to learn skills that weren't already in, you know, in the family. And so what is your role? What do you do?
So technically, I work in winery relations. So I help, we have like a winery relations manager. I help her sell grapes to wineries. And then when we've sold the grapes to them, go out with the winemakers and things like that and look at the vineyards. And then I also work in human resources because we have a lot of employees now. Uh-huh. So I do a little bit of both of that. And then, you know, when people leave or move on to something else, then I kind of fill in. I put my fingers in a lot of pies. I don't really stick to my job description. Right. Since my dad's the boss, I can kind of do what I want.
I think she's mini boss or boss junior.
She's mini boss.
Yeah, mini boss.
I'm in training.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes, she is. For sure. Yeah,
she's very curious. Some would say nosy, so I know she
it
stays
is
very
necessary.
Close.
I will tell you, Steve and Joe Dutton, bad communicators.
Yes.
No offense.
Farmers?
But, yeah.
Farmers, brothers. Yeah. Wait, no way.
Also, they remodeled the office. It's not my fault they put so many doors in. That's on them.
Well, and also, Jordan, you speak fluent Spanish.
I do,
which is
yes.
very helpful.
Learned it growing up on the ranch around everybody, and then studied it at Davis. I minored in Spanish at Davis, which I knew would be helpful. And that's how I am in HR. Yeah, got to be able to talk to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And rumor is you... they're dating an employee. How's that work?
Oh, yeah.
The ranch.
Yeah, the other half of the HR team.
Yes. So that's not complicated at all.
All the complaints disappear somehow about that. I mean, I spent a lot of time on the ranch, and he grew up on the ranch, too, and it's like, where else are you going to meet somebody?
It's like a movie.
It is a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Christmas at Dutton Ranch.
Yeah. Let's start writing that now.
I know, we should. That feels good.
It could actually be better than the movie we just tried to watch.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad ones.
I've been making him watch Holiday.
I know,
movies.
And there's some bad ones.
Yeah. It's not as exciting as it sounds, though.
No.
It's a lot of,
Right.
Yeah, Hallmark is always good for her.
Yeah.
Good love story.
Yes.
which is one of Chris's favorite topics.
I do. I like origin stories. So talk a little bit about either Gail or Steve, just the ranch itself, how many acres, what you farm now, kind of where it's actually at, the AVA.
So in 1964, my parents bought 35 acres, and that had French Colombard wine grapes that we talked about, 15 acres of that, 15 acres of apples, and that's how we started farming both. And then, you know, fast forward now, 61 years later, we farm 1,200 acres of certified sustainable wine grapes with all out in the Russian River AVA. We have one ranch that's actually in West Sonoma Coast, but everything else is in the Russian River. Most of our holdings are in the Green Valley AVA because that's where our base is right there in near Grayton, which is along Green Valley Creek. So that's how that all started. Mm-hmm. The first ranch, the home ranch, that's where it was. Just dumb luck, you know, that was the spot that they bought. And then we've also farmed 240 acres of certified organic apples. And we are actually the biggest apple growers left in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. So this year was a great year in the apples and grew 5,400 tons of apples.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, usually the Sonoma County crops between 8,000 and 9,000 tons. And we're over half of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, talk about a little bit, you know, some of the winery partners that you've had since the beginning. I mean, you're still working with a lot of the same families that, you know, your parents knew.
And we started selling, started out when they started, right? We worked with a winery called Martini and Pratty that's no longer in existence on Laguna Road. And I can remember riding there with my dad when I was a kid. And back then, right, no matter what we had on the truck, if it was red grapes, whatever variety they were, you got the red line. And if we had white grapes, which was Chardonnay and French Colombard at the time, we got into the white line. And so that's, you know, there was just white or red, and everything ended up in, you know, being sold. They were, you know, essentially a way to get into the Gallo program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Martini and Pratty did. So now we sell, you know, obviously have all, no more French Colombard, but all, mostly Chardonnay is our biggest variety we grow, and then second Pinot Noir, and then a bunch of other little varieties, but sell to 90 different wineries on any given year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And anywhere from one ton up to several hundred tons, depending on who mm-hmm. it is and which winery. And have been doing business with, you know, wineries like Kistler Vineyards, since 1979. They've been buying grapes from Warren. Just drove, Steve Kessler drove in and met Warren and started selling, you know, buying grapes from Warren and Gale. And we still work with Steve. You know, Steve has sold the Kessler Vineyards to another entity now. And so we still work with Jason Kessler there. It's Kessler. And then Steve moved on and built a winery called Occidental. And we sell grapes to him there as well. And now we're now working with Steve's daughter. So Jordan and Steve's daughter are working together.
Yeah,
so,
pretty cool.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So I want to know, Gail, how did you learn to like Chardonnay?
Yes, because I remember that part of the origin story. You were not a wine drinker.
No, no, not at all. So Warren just brought this bottle of, it wasn't Kessler, it was somebody else.
It's either Burgess put it on first, Dutton Ranch on first, or Martin Ray, one of those two.
It was Martin Ray.
Martin Ray.
He brought that home, and I remember I was sitting at the table, and he brought it in, and he says, "You're going to have to learn to like this wine." And I said, "Why? I don't like it." And he says, "Turn it over and read the back." And it had Dutton Ranch on it. And he says, "So you're going to be expected to drink this." And I started out with a Zinfandel, really sweet wine, and worked my way into Chardonnay and became a very good Chardonnay drinker.
Here, here. See, all things are
possible. You're on the right show.
Important practice started back then.
It really did.
So that would have been 1976, I'm pretty sure, is the first year that someone put Dutton on the label. And it has, and it's Dutton Ranch has been on the label ever since.
Yeah, which is pretty early for vineyard designation.
Yes, really early.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, would you say, like, as a family, like, that's when you started to really see, you know, the shift to wine grapes mattering, like, what they were?
It took a little while after that.
Going from the line in red or white to, and a lot of consumers saying just red or white, to wanting a Chardonnay.
Back then, not many people drank they just drank bulk wine, you know, like, I won't name any names, but to find fine wines, most people drank hard liquor.
Yeah, of course.
Or beer. Yeah. That was it. Mm-hmm. And so it became a thing to do. And I have to say that Kessler really helped Dutton Ranch get on the map. Mm-hmm. And Steve and his wife have been very good. Actually, Steve's wife delivered... grandchildren?
I think every baby in Sonoma County.
Well, she delivered all my grandchildren. Yeah. Not all of them, but...
A lot of them,
Maybe everyone but Carmen.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone
four
of
Carmen,
them.
Yeah.
And so he's just really been great. And after Warren passed away, I mean, he's kind of been a mentor for Stephen and Joe, just like Mel Sanchetti, who... has been a great friend, and Warren and he were just best of friends.
Yeah.
So, and we've got a nice little, everything goes around and round with this group, with the people in our lives. And we're lucky. Yeah. We're very lucky. And, I don't know what we did right, but Warren and I did something right. And
you saw the future. You saw the future, and you seized it.
And actually, we could not do what we did now. There is no way.
Different time.
Yeah, sure. I mean, all the permits. I mean, it makes trying to be an entrepreneur. Thank you. Is difficult.
It's more challenging.
Yeah, and like we just. Did things. Okay. We just went for it.
Okay, well, we're going to go for a quick break and come back and talk more about that.
Okay.
We back on with Gail Dutton, Steve Dutton, Jordan Dutton, learning all about Dutton and all the different things that have happened through, you know, your journey and all the agricultural firsts in some ways. So, Steve, talk a little bit about that. I mean, when you sort of saw things turn for wine, for Sonoma County grapes in particular.
So I would, right. So that would have been in the early 80s. I was in high school, but I can remember then kind of the relationship with Martini and Prati ended. It was more, set, you know, bring varietal wine to different mm-hmm. wineries. And I can remember my dad having several different wineries he started working with, and Corbel being one of them. But we would not, you know, it was deliver Chardonnay or deliver French Colombard. And we really, that's, you know, the Kistler thing started in the late 70s, 79, and then it was going through the 80s. I can remember a really big deal was when the Kistler Dutton Ranch Chardonnay was served at the White House.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. That really, like, that put things on. And it was, right around that time, too, then Iron Horse. I remember Iron Horse being served there, too, like maybe just a little bit after that. But it was a big deal. And you know, Warren was really proud of that.
Yeah.
And so was Gail.
Yes,
you guys
very.
Were, yeah.
I still have the
were.
Menu.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big trajectory.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So that really started off. And then, just more and more wineries started coming out. And in the 90s, right, Pinot Noir got hot.
Yeah.
And I can remember, before the early 90s, we were selling Pinot Noir just for sparkling wine. And it was $300 a ton. And people, Dan Goldfield, my partner at Dutton Goldfield at the time, before all that, before we actually became partners, was telling me, he goes, oh, Pinot Noir will be worth more than Chardonnay someday. And I said, there's no way that's going to happen.
Yeah,
he was
absolutely
right.
Wait, you're going
right.
to give Dan Goldfield credit for something?
No, he was right, though. He was dead right about that. And so we, in the early 90s, we started planting Pinot Noir because it got really, really popular and took out, the apple industry was continuing to fail, so we're taking out more apples and planting Pinot Noir in those spots and more Chardonnay and just really growing the ranch in the 90s. Yeah. Actually, in the 90s, we doubled the size of our ranch.
Well, yeah. Stephen, I have to come in here. There was a movie that came out, and it was about these guys on a road trip.
Yes,
and we were growing Merlot. I really liked the Merlot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
lots of people did.
Yeah. It was a nice wine. And so right away, Warren saying, well, we're going to have to move over to Pinot. That was another one.
We were lucky that we were already planting it and going with it, because our area, right, Russian River, was going to be famous or became famous for Pinot Noir. So we were planting it and all that. And we did have Merlot, though, too. And I liked farming Merlot. You liked drinking it. I liked farming it.
Yep.
It was a good grape to grow. And we had, 50 acres of Merlot or something like that. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but we had plenty. And as soon as the contract ended, we grafted it. There was no one would buy the Merlot.
Amazing.
They
just
honored
because
the contract
of the movie.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, all,
yeah.
I mean, the Merlot sales just went away, but then Pinot Noir sales shot up. So
I mean, it ended up being sort of fortuitous because you were in the perfect place for Pinot Noir.
So I mean, again, dumb luck.
dumb luck, but taking action.
Yeah, no, we were riding the wave, and so and doing the right things and trying to, really experimenting about, spacing for vines, rootstock, right about that time, AXR, which was the very popular rootstock here in Sonoma County, was, everyone figured out that it would die from phylloxera. Mm. So we started experimenting in the early 90s with all these different rootstocks and trying to figure out what combinations to put in and where to put them.
Yeah.
So that was a huge amount of learning curve going on.
It was a really vibrant time for wine. Like, just, anything was possible, and the growth was...
Absolutely. And sometimes it was hard to get the right, you'd want a clone, you'd hear about a clone. Dijon clones at the time were very popular. You hear about that, it's hard to get them. So so we did everything we could to be on the forefront of that. And now that, with what's kind of the downturn in the market right now, now we're looking at some of those vineyards we planted in the early 90s, and we're actually going to take some out because... 25 years later, we know so much more about what to do and get the right material and get it in the right space. So this is opportunity a little bit to redo some of that.
I mean, I'd love to hear from Jordan's perspective, working with all the wineries that you do and just younger generation. Are you seeing a different wave coming soon? Like, are you hearing from wineries that they want, the next Pinot Noir? Is there something...
I'm not hearing so much about different varieties, maybe interesting whites, but, we're really known for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, so when they're coming to talk to me, that's what they're there to talk about.
Yeah.
I've worked full-time at Dutton Ranch since 2020, and I have seen, when I started in 2020, people were really into the Dijon clones.
Mm-hmm.
They asked us for that for, 3 years, and we'd be sold out. And now they've moved away from that, and they're into, the Calera and stuff like that. So there is a little bit of a shift, but not so much away from Pinot Noir as, just variety, or clone-wise.
Interesting.
So you can see that happening, but
yeah.
I think the really like the high end, the small cluster, more intense fruit is going to be is where our sales are going to continue to be. You know, production Pinot Noir for us is that's going to go away.
Which makes sense.
Yes, and, totally.
And Chardonnay is steady.
Steady Chardonnay. But you know, everything we're doing now with Chardonnay, it's all, you know, Hyde clone and again high end, trying to really focus on high end stuff.
And we are grateful for that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, we're happy to do that.
Yeah. Those grapes go into the good stuff wine.
They
so.
Sure do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They sure do. Which we appreciate a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we need to take one more break and we'll come back on to wrap things up.
Stuff to wrap up and should have made clear with my family here, the Duttons. So my mother-in-law, Gail, my stepdaughter, Jordan, and my husband, Steve, just in case there was any confusion. So I know we get asked all the time, so I'm going to throw this one to Steve. I mean, the connection to Yellowstone, do people... I mean, because I know I've been out with you when people bring it up. So
yeah, no.
Just
so,
talk about that.
So you know, again, it seems like dumb luck's my theme this show, but that just, you know, all of a sudden the show shows up on the TV. It's got Yellowstone, but it's the fictional Dutton Ranch in Montana. So
great.
So they just happen to use our name, and which is great. And so I wear a lot of Dutton Ranch gear, and many people have asked me about my hat or whatever I'm wearing. Oh, you must really like the show. And then it launches us into this. Actually, you know, we're the
original
Dutton Ranch, the real Dutton Ranch, and we've been farming for 60 years or whatever it was at the time. And so that really gets us into a conversation about farming. And it's happened many times. But we do get calls at the office asking if people could come stay at the Dutton
Ranch.
Trying
to book a stay. They need to clarify their Google. It's going to be so disappointing when they get to Montana and there's no reservation. Yeah,
Jordan's like, yep, got that.
Yeah. We just need your credit card. Yeah.
Probably if we lived in any other county other than Sonoma County, which I know would just make things so difficult, I'd want to build like some kind of guest accommodations on our ranch. But pretty sure Permit Sonoma would not let that happen.
All right, well, we won't tell.
I'll happily say that they won't. They don't make anything easy here. Permit Sonoma does it. So
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I've heard that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. That. So.
All right. Well, that's a pretty cool connection, and you should just use it for
lean
whatever.
Into
well, trust me. We are whatever we can do to lean into it. We try to. Yeah. Absolutely. So. Yeah. And we've tried to connect with Paramount and Taylor Sheridan, but. To no avail so far.
Okay.
So,
well, one
hopefully
day.
In the future.
I believe in your ongoing luck.
I like that. Yeah. You're going to see a bottle of Dutton Ranch wine on the show someday.
Yeah. I mean, that would help wine
a lot.
Yeah.
They're vineyard cousins in Sonoma County. Come on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
this is what you should be drinking. Okay, so speaking of what we should be drinking.
I know, it's Good Stuff Tuesday, so we should throw it out.
We got a lot of Tuesday night wines.
Yeah.
So
what are you doing?
Well, I'm actually going to do cider for the first time ever in the history of the Good Stuff. But it's a Dutton Estate cider.
It's
a hard cider, which is also important. And it's a Gravenstein and Golden Delicious hard cider. So who doesn't want that?
No, it's
good
excellent.
Choice. I'm going to
try
it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So Gail, what do you think? What are you drinking?
Well, I think I'm going to do a Dutton Estate Chardonnay, the Warren Chardonnay.
As you should.
I'm a good Chardonnay drinker.
There you go. Starting early.
I start early.
From the original vineyard. The original
From the original vineyard.
Jordan, how about you?
I'm going to do the Calling Dutton Ranch Chardonnay.
Yeah. Any reason why?
They're great partners and they're renewing their contract. So they get a bonus.
Yes. Yes. They are great partners. Absolutely.
So that's excellent.
And the Calling owned by Jim Nance. So that's great.
Yeah, great partners.
Absolutely.
Well, and Steve, what do we want to do?
I think that we need to, since we own a winery together, I think we need to do the Dutton Goldfield.
We should absolutely do that. Yeah. How about the Emerald Ridge Pinot?
I love it. It's one of our favorites, one of the house favorites.
Well,
house
great.
Wine, the house wine.
That is the house wine. And we should just mention that Dutton Estate is owned by your brother Joe and his wife Tracy. And their girls, daughters Kylie and Kendall, both work at the winery. And their youngest daughter Carmen is in San Francisco and is at an accounting firm. So like Jordan going to be bringing up the
We're
going
to steal her back.
Yes. Yes.
Thank God she went for the numbers so I don't have to.
Yeah, there you go. That works out well. Yeah. So you got all of it covered. And I guess if you want to learn more, you can go to duttonranch.com. And I think you have all your winery partners there.
Absolutely, we do.
Your farming practices, family history, a great video. And
we want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
From Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.